suffering either makes you sweet and better, or sour and bitter. It humbles you or hardens you, one extreme or the other. Everyone has tests and temptations and trials and tribulations of some form or another, but it's how you handle them that makes the difference. We can avoid becoming bitter or resentful about our trials and sufferings if we realize that our great Heavenly Father, the Spirit of Love of the entire universe, will never allow any evil to come into our life unless He can in some way make it turn out for good. And this is the wonderful secret that makes burdens become blessings and trials become triumphs and crosses become crowns. The knowledge that no matter what we go through, it will somehow turn out for our good. This is the wonderful plan that God has for us and the gift that He has given us who believe in Jesus and are His children. If we are saved, we can even welcome problems and suffering because we know there's a wise and wonderful reason for each and every test and trial. However, those who do not know the Lord and are not saved and follow only the evil ways of this world are not so fortunate. The devil, whom the Bible calls the God of this world, is not merciful and is not loving. In fact, he is the destroyer who always seeks to hinder, harm, and tear down. Burdens and trials in the lives of those who follow him this way are destructive, senseless, and meaningless, and only for the purpose of destroying and tearing them down. But everything that happens to the child of God always has somewhere a ray of hope. The storm always has a rainbow. The night always has its stars. The clouds always have a silver lining. God's loving care is always present in any circumstance, and even when it cannot be seen, faith knows that God is there. For the child of God, there is always a good and wonderful purpose behind suffering. A blessing in disguise.